The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, On Point. As American Ballet Theater returns for the new season, the company's first Black CEO shares what's on the horizon beyond the stage. Essence asks the question, the ballet world has been deeply criticized for being very much one color. How do you see ABT continuing to champion diversity? Rollet responded, what's critically important is that we get to a place, particularly in the ballet world, where it's not seen as a novelty for us to be doing quote-unquote diversity, but it's part of the fabric of what we do so that we don't even have to talk about it anymore. The separation of these activities from the core and organic operations of an organization ultimately doesn't get us where we are trying to go. I look forward to when we don't have to have conversations about there being a separate initiative or council and that it's just who we are. That's absolutely my goal for ABT. This summer, our first one back in person, we have the great Alonzo King creating a work, Alexi Ratmanskaya's Of Love and Rage, will be part of the season. We are also doing Don Quixote, which is always a piece people enjoy. But what you will see in the selections of these diverse works, as well as in the casting of the works, is that ABT continues to live its values of being truly American. Essence asks the question, hearing you speak about ABT's future and about your passion for supporting creatives, I can understand why you took this opportunity as CEO. This role seems so personal. Rollet responded, and you know what? That's why Beyonce understood why I left Parkwood, to her great credit. And consistent with her generosity as a person, is that she literally said to me, I understand that dance is your first love. The next article is titled, Sustainable and Sexy Salads. Chef Huda upgrades these eco-friendly sides into must-have main courses that are good for you and the planet. Lemon pepper shrimp scampi salad makes 4 to 6 servings. Essentials for the shrimp scampi, 2 pounds of shelled and deveined raw shrimp, 16 to 20, 2 minced garlic cloves, dry white wine, 3 lemons cut in half, 1/2 tablespoon of zest, and 2 tablespoons of juice. Season with red pepper flakes, kosher salt, black pepper, and Just Savior by Chef Huda's Lemon Herb Seasoning. 2 tablespoons max for the greens, arugula, asparagus, tomatoes, drained capers, and 1/4 cup of shaved or freshly grated Parmigiana-Reggiana cheese are a must. For the vinaigrette, 1/4 cup of extra virgin olive oil, 4 teaspoons max of drained capers, 1 to 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and salt and pepper to your taste. Chef's tips, preheat oven to 425, bake shrimp alongside halved lemons for 10 to 12 minutes, boil asparagus for 3 minutes, transferring to ice cold water to stop the cooking process. Cut them into 1-inch pieces. Sweet jerk salmon salad makes 4 servings. Essentials 4 6-ounce salmon fillets, skinless and clean, seasoned with olive oil, ripe pineapples, and 2 tablespoons max of Just Savor by Chef Huda's Sweet Jerk Seasoning. For the greens, use mixed greens or romaine lettuce, red or yellow peppers, red onions, and fresh cilantro. A perfect pineapple honey vinaigrette can be made with 3 tablespoons of pineapple juice, 1 teaspoon of light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of olive oil, 1/4 cup of apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 1/4 cup of honey, 2 teaspoons of lime juice, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic and onion powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt and cracked black pepper. Chef tips: broil salmon with cut pieces of pineapple, diced peppers, and onions for 5 to 7 minutes on oven's middle rack. The next article is titled Liner Diaries. Makeup artist Keanda Keith Snag shows us how to master the dramatic eye looks of the season. Where does your mind go when you think about eyeliner? A fierce black cat eye? A sleek smudge trailing the waterline? Those are classics. But with shows like Euphoria inspiring uninspected eyes, out-of-the-box liner styles are gaining notice. Just ask celebrity makeup artist Keanda Snag, who shares makeup tips and tricks on Instagram. Trying color is super fun because it can be executed in the simplest way and gives a boost of confidence, she says. There is something radiant and daring about women of color who wears bold hues on the eyes. And color isn't the only way to make a splash. Snag shows us shapes, patterns, and even textures to explore. Number 1, uninhibited underliner. Simple yet bold always wins, Snag says. Applying a blue liner in the lower waterline is unconventional and gives a pop of color without being overbearing. 2, floating fantasies. According to Snag, you don't have to be a Picasso to master this look. A little bit of patience, however, goes a long way. Executing the floating liner, it's important to draw on little by little, using short yet steady strokes, she advises. Start with the wing, where the liner ends. That's usually the most difficult part of the liner to achieve, so get that out of the way first. Number 3, double trouble. The layered wing liner is super cool because it's your traditional wing liner with a twist, Snag says. To execute this eye look, you would apply 1 layer of the liner first, which acts as your guide. Then outline it with any color or texture you desire. I like to layer contrast colors or any bold hues with white and black to create this effect and make it stand out. Number 4, daring dots. The dots were inspired by the non-traditional shape of the wing liner, Snag says. It's definitely much easier to execute and looks great on any eye. You can also experiment with placement, texture, and color. It's just a playful design and fresh finish for the eyes. The next article is titled Protective Products. Caring for your natural hair underneath your protective styles isn't always easy. But with these 6 must-haves in your stash, keeping your braids intact while keeping your scalp healthy will be a total breeze. Protective styles may be low maintenance, but they're not no maintenance. Whether you're rocking box braids, updos, passion twist, or faux locks, your hair under there still needs moisture to thrive. And if hair growth is your goal, healthy scalp care is key. These holy grail products keep your scalp and style fresher longer without unwanted buildup. Number 1, TGIN Honey Miracle Hair Mask. Set your style up for success by clarifying and deep conditioning the night before you install a protective style. This hair mask contains raw honey, jojoba, and olive oils to repair, hydrate, and provide plenty of slip for easy detangling. Number 2, Talia Wajid Refresh and So Clean Bamboo, Avocado, and Peppermint Dry Gel Shampoo. This innovative dry gel shampoo was formulated to purify and refresh your scalp under protective styles like weaves and braids. No rinsing necessary. With gentle, astringent ingredients like witch hazel and peppermint, it cleanses and nourishes your hair follicles while your ends are tucked away. Number 3, As I Am Coco Shea Spray. Your hair still needs regular moisture, even in a protective style. Opt for a water-based liquid leave-in conditioner to hydrate without the buildup. The light Coco Shea Spray's first ingredient is water, followed by curl favorites like coconut oil and shea butter to seal in your moisture. Number 4, Curls Blueberry Bliss Curl Control Paste. A hard-working edge tamer formulated to keep your hairline in pristine shape, this control paste also nourishes and encourages new growth. It's flake-free. Hold earned its Naturally Curly's Best of the Best award for best edge control. Number 5, Meal Organics Rice Water and Aloe Itch Relief. If tension from your style is getting to your scalp, this rice water and aloe itch relief provides quick cooling relief. The pointed applicator makes it easy to apply directly to your roots to soothe irritated areas between your braids. Number 6, Donna Satin Sleep Cap. If you want your style to last as long as possible, sleep on silk or satin. A satin scarf, pillowcase, or cap will prevent frizz and flyaways while protecting your ends. If you're looking for the key to braids that last for weeks, this is it. All products are available at the newly relaunched shopnaturallycurly.com. Essence Ventures founder and chairman is affiliated with Naturally Curly and is an investor of Meal Organics. The next article is titled Gray's Anatomy. No longer are women shying away from embracing their silver strands and they're in stellar company. Gray hair has transformed from a pesky sign of aging to a beauty statement of freedom and fabulosity. The recent spike in silver foxes is more than likely due to the rise in celebrities and influencers breaking the hair taboo and celebrating their healthy gray tresses for all to see. It also helps that the pandemic provided the perfect opportunity for those with gray, silver, steel, or platinum tresses to ditch their time-consuming hair coloring routine with unexpectedly welcome results. Constantly dyeing my hair every month was beginning to stress me out and disturb my peace, says gray hair influencer Bo Taylee Williams, who began letting her natural color grow in while still in her early 20s. I started embracing my gray because I found it empowering to be myself, and it ultimately inspired others. George Gina Weston, a hairstylist and owner of Nyology Hair Care System, breaks down the silvering process. As we age, there is a reduction of melanin in the hair follicles, and this leads to an increase of gray, she explains, noting that stars like Halle Berry, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Michelle Obama, all of whom transparently display their silver strands, have played a big role in changing society's perception of gray hair, which we now recognize as a style choice that is sexy, sophisticated, and trendy. Weston does her part to combat the idea that gray hair makes you look older through the flirty, edgy hairstyles she gives to salon clients who request that she beautifully highlight their gray. In salons, people are proudly embracing the natural color of their tresses, she says, emphasizing the importance of finding a great stylist to enhance your gray haircut or braids. Layered textures can give that wow factor for someone who is rocking their gray, Weston continues, citing the popularity of precision bobs and sleek pixies in recent years. In addition to having a wonderful hairstylist, Weston explains it's also crucial to use products that won't stain your natural gray with a dull or yellowish tinge. Gray hair takes a great deal of care and attention, as it can be highly porous and prone to absorbing under desired tones. Weston suggests using a purple shampoo and conditioner to remove yellow tints from gray strands. Follow up with a good leave-in conditioner that is typically clear in color and really moisturizing, as gray hair can sometimes get a little dry, she adds. Tally Williams agrees with Weston. Drawing on personal experience, she observes that gray hair can sometimes be brittle, so I maintain hair strength by using a good moisturizing shampoo and conditioner. I also avoid using too much heat because it can break the strands easily or cause a brassy tint. Weston suggests extreme caution when using heating tools that reach temperatures above 350 degrees. If you use a flat iron to style your hair, apply heat protection and avoid using too many oils, which can cause gray hair to burn, she says. She also recommends a regimen of hair supplements, as well as satin-lined bonnets and pillows to keep your tresses in good condition. As we look towards spring and summer weather, it's important to bear in mind that too much sun exposure can wreak havoc not only on our skin, but also on our hair, especially for those of us supporting streaks of wisdom. Think of your hair as you do your skin, Weston advises. Due to the loss of melanin, gray hair is more prone to be damaged by the sun, If your strands are not protected, ultraviolet or UV rays can have detrimental long-term effects on your silvery tresses. That's why I suggest buying hair products that include SPF and UV protection to maximize your barriers against the sun. If you're looking for extra sheen, Weston recommends consulting your stylist for specific treatments such as Hydra Mist, which was created to hydrate each strand of hair by pumping moisture into it. Also, ask your stylist about clear color glosses, she says. When a gloss is applied, it gives your hair a beautiful protective shine that makes all the difference. The next article is titled, As Seen on TikTok, Social Media Skincare Trends Are a Dime a Dozen, but for black skin especially, they're probably doing more harm than good. In the last decade, millennials' digital self-care movement combined with a widespread embrace of social media to create a multifaceted interest in how we appeared to others online based on the ideas we shared and the way we presented ourselves. Out of this, wellness gurus soon emerged, some certified, others winging it, as they advocated compassion for our physical selves. It became common to see tutorials for hair and skin care not only from celebrities, but also from our homegirls. However, along with the proliferation of wellness content came a deluge of misinformation about the way we care for ourselves, particularly for our skin. In recent years, and especially since the onset of the pandemic, this has only gotten worse. I've seen people burn themselves, scar themselves, and leave spots of hyperpigmentation that they now have to treat over the next months, says dermatologist Anthony Rosie, MD. These do-it-yourself facial masks, where they're telling you to combine lemon juice with other things, can really do more damage than good. Zoom, social media dysmorphia, the hyper-awareness of how we appear on camera has also reached a critical point, Rosie says. It's become a point of concern in the dermatology field as an increasing number of clients approach professionals with unrealistic expectations of how their skin should look. The smooth, pore-free look is no longer only for glossy ad campaigns. People want to look that way in real life, all of the time. We are trying to address this idea of Zoom dysmorphia. Of course, because we're using televideo all the time now, Rosie says. He adds that photo editing filters are also influencing the way people think their skin should look. But social media is a breeding ground for poor methodology in terms of protecting your skin, particularly if you are black or a person of color. Misinformation can spread like wildfire because a lot of us have been taught the same skincare myths growing up, says Sean Garretta, a New York-based esthetician. So when someone repeats these myths on social media, they gain traction because people have already heard the same thing and kind of agree to it. The circulation of false notions, such as black people not needing sunscreen because melanin offers natural protection, results in skin issues that require professional care. If you're looking to learn more about your skin type or try a new product or process, it's important to work with an esthetician and a dermatologist. This can help you avoid damaging your skin and point you in the right direction as far as products are concerned. Although it's often seen as cosmetic, consulting a dermatologist for conditions like psoriasis or acne is considered a medical need and may be covered by insurance. There is a benefit to getting a professional to actually assess your skin, preferably without makeup, says celebrity esthetician Renee. Having a professional analyze your skin allows the specialist to cater to your unique needs with in-office professional treatments and product recommendations for your home skincare routine. Below, what experts told us about four social media skin trends to share the nitty-gritty on what's helpful versus harmful. At-home microneedling. Used to improve the appearance of the skin, microneedling should never be done by a non-professional, cautions the dermatologist. I don't recommend doing this at home as there is a risk for overuse and damage to the skin, she says. Additionally, if the tools aren't sterile, you open yourself to bacterial staph infections and the puncturing can also cause you to bleed. Garrett agrees that microneedling should only be done in a clean space by someone with the proper certification. Otherwise, he says, things can go really, really wrong. Shaving the face. Face shaving has mixed reviews from our professionals, but it really boils down to your pre and after care. For women, Garrett recommends heading to an esthetician since blades used at home can be dull, causing the shave to be uneven or promoting acne if you go over one spot too often. If you must shave yourself, be sure to wash your face thoroughly beforehand. For actual shaving, use a blade that has been used fewer than 5 times and use upward strokes in the opposite direction of how the hair grows. And then finishing off with a moisturizer. Scrubs. The use of facial scrubs brings a resounding no from our experts. They point out that people who try to cut costs by incorporating household ingredients like sugar into their own scrubs can wind up cutting their face with sharp granules. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.